This is the entrance to Goodshed North. The shed was constructed in 1889 as number 2 Goodshed and was originally over 385 metres long. From inside this black box you can view the interior of the Goodshed, now occupied by Vic Urban. The exterior of the Goodshed can also be viewed by walking along the streets running on either side of the building. As you walk, listen to architect Callum Fraser talk about the project.
Hi, I'm Callum Fraser from Ellenberg Fraser, talking about the Goodshed in Docklands. The building was a joint venture between Lovell Chen and Ellenberg Fraser, in charge of heritage and new buildings respectively. My job is to give you a brief description about the project, take you for a little tour through the building. If you look across the road to the other side of Collins Street, you'll see the existing shell of the south end of the Goodshed. And then if you trace your eye back to the north, you'll see that the building went from Flinders Street all the way through to Burke Street. So it was an incredibly long structure, 200 metres long, a very modern structure. This building was the main transport interchange for goods arriving via rail. Initially, when the building was built, the trains would pull into the middle volume and then unload to the side platforms, and goods would come out onto horse and cart and be ferried off into the balance of Melbourne. So it's a major freight distribution centre and always has been. The building is also interesting because it's the scene of one of our first or early, let's call it, industrial disputes. A train was released unmanned from Broadmeadows station and careered all the way into the city across overland crossings unimpeded, and was diverted away from the suburban lines into the storage yards where the front doors for the Goodshed were completely closed. So the train, if you like, crashes into the north end of the Goodshed, demolishing the first 10 metres of the building and zigzagging snake-like up the train. You can imagine it kind of collapsing over itself. And the whole building kind of shudders with this impact. What happens is the whole building lurches south towards Flinders Street with all of those amazing trusses that you can see sort of racking and springing by up to a metre in the southerly direction. And then once the impact stopped, it recoils and tries to straighten up. So with all the arches and the trusses sort of springing back into the shape, the slates that were on the original roof popped off in like a kind of popcorn display, if you like, a kind of explosion of slate going everywhere. And the building settles into this condition where nothing is straight, nothing is regular, everything is up and down, and the building records, if you like, this kind of amazing experience that it's been subjected to. When our engineers put this building into their model, they were convinced that the building wasn't standing up. So it's not a building that we could repeat in any way. It's an original piece. There are many qualities about the building that we love. We love its length and its kind of what it speaks to in terms of modernism and civilization, and also in terms of identity, a sort of heritage, serious heritage structure that is a very modern building in itself. And we sought to really bring that back to life. Our long-term plan for this building is as a retail arcade, a galleria, if you like, where one can walk down steps or escalators from Collins Street down into the central arcade, off to shops and the side wings, and wander all the way undercover to Burke Street browsing. Unfortunately, the retail environment in Docklands is not there, won't be there for another 10 years. So our strategy was to preserve the building and bring it back to life as an office building. You're standing in what we would like to call a lantern building, which originally was designed with clear glass and with a kind of hovering roof floating over the top of a very transparent structure. And the idea of this building is it's a circulation engine that links you from the upper level of Collins Street back down to the ground. And it's a way of providing the shed, which is 7 metres below us, with a front door address. I can't imagine a greater number of indignities that could be foisted upon a building than have been foisted upon this building. You know, first to be cut in half unceremoniously by the Collins Street deck that wipes out its central bays, but then for that level to be about 7 metres above my ground level, so that if you like, I'm, robbed of a front door. And so this little latter building is very important in terms of bringing the building back to life, giving it a front door and identity, street presence, all the things that normal buildings take for granted that this building's been robbed of. If you have a look down into the sides of the building, you'll see that there's a new mezzanine platform inserted into the side wings, but the central atrium has been kept open. It's so that we can stand at one end of the building and look through the central bays and see continuously from one end to the other, see through all of the structure, all of the trusses with their amazing spidery kind of webby steel members, and get a sense of the modernity and the scale of that place when it was built. Our philosophy with heritage structures is not to mimic or confuse the new additions to the buildings, but to articulate them in complete difference and thereby preserve the integrity and the difference and the amazing nature of the original building. We've tried at all stages in the renovation of the Good Shed to leave what was there intact, to not rebuild it in place with new materials, but to preserve it, to clean it, to polish it, to reservice it so that it might work exactly as it is, which places value on the authentic. We think that the authentic is something that the modern world is really missing. And how we deal with our heritage structures talks a lot about who we are as a community, as a group of people. It's a big challenge to convert a shed into a 5-star Green Star commercial building. The energy rating tool for 5-star Green Star talks a lot about energy consumption. And in that, it looks at envelope. So things with lots of envelope don't work very well. It's a rating tool that's designed for high-rise, multi-floored office buildings. So here we have a building which is all envelope, all surface area, and has a very high ceiling, so we have sort of, it's very difficult to condition the airspace around someone. And we have to be very creative so that we don't use too much energy. This is the first heritage structure to be refurbished to 5-star Green Star levels in the Southern Hemisphere. And we've had to work every part of the ratings tool to make it work. We've focused on an innovative use of air conditioning. It's a displacement air conditioning system that comes from the ground up. And to the mezzanine, there's a chilled beam system that has a radiant cooling source that we pass air over, which is interesting in that when you look across the webs of the trusses through the ceilings, you'll see a series of black tubes, and it looks a little bit like an engineering, you know, oil refinery. What that is a new approach to cooling. It's like a radiator, but it's cold. And we push air across the surface of it that then cools the air around the people. So we have a structure which is beautifully daylit via these lanterns at the top of the building, which has an air conditioning system that comes up from the ground, and that looks to energy use in a completely different way. On top of the lantern building, there's a very big structure that you'll see as you walk around, probably wondering, what is that up there? Why is it so big, you know, just to house a sign? Well, that is an electrical cogeneration plant, which is a big deal and very difficult to insert a cogeneration plant into an existing heritage structure where you can't change any of the fabric with services connections. So we have a high pressure gas line to the roof. We burn that gas to produce electricity for the use of the building. The byproduct of burning the gas is heat. We take that heat, put it through absorption chillers, and take the cool that comes out of the absorption chillers and run it through our chilled beam systems in the mezzanines to cool the air throughout the building. So it's a very innovative way of getting two uses for the electricity that's used in the building and getting free cooling, if you like, for the building, reducing the energy consumption and load of the building, which is forever, by the way, and changing our carbon footprint away from the coal grid to the gas grid. So it's not without challenges that one can convert a heritage structure into an environmentally efficient building. But if we could achieve a 5-star Green Star rating with this shed, which is all envelope and with very difficult to access servicing connections, if we can achieve that here, then it can be achieved anywhere.
We hope you enjoyed the tour. For more information, go to our website, www.dpcd.vic.gov.au /heritage.